following is a presentation of Refuge Calvary Chapel Huntington Beach with Pastor Bill Welsh. For more information about our ministry, please visit refugefamily.com.
My name is Shirley Mogg. I'm a very old lady, 87 years old. And this year I'm going to thank the Lord that I have been able to walk with Him all these years in spite of artificial hips and a bad heart and a few other things that aren't functioning the way they should be. But I am just so thankful that He keeps me walking with Him day by day.
One of the most memorable occasions that I can think of is when I was 13 years old. I accepted the Lord as my Master and Savior, and He has been so good to me all these years. At 90 years old, I'm in good health, both mentally and physically and emotionally. So I have so much to be thankful for, just to let me live out the rest of my life, then be with Him in heaven.
What I'm most thankful for all my life is my family. I'm thankful for my family because I'm having a new cousin and they're all coming together this Thanksgiving and they're all nice to me.
In all my years, the thing that I am most thankful for is my family because they've always loved me and they always continue to love me and encourage me in my walk with the Lord no matter what happens.
I am most thankful for God's grace over my life and how He's forgiven me for just all my issues that I've had and all my sins. And I'm just super grateful for His grace over me and how He just doesn't give me what I deserve.
In all my years, this is what I'm most thankful for. I'm most thankful that the Lord has brought me to this point in my life where I could be a father and a husband and just live a life that I never imagined I would ever have. To feel just fulfilled every day by just what He's given me and what He's allowed me to be a part of.
For all my years, the thing that I'm most thankful for is God's grace.
Hey, I'm most thankful for everything in my life is Jesus Christ and what He's done in my life. He accepted me into His family. We're grafted in, and I'm most thankful for that above all things.
Say some of the most important things in my life. The very first one is 8/8/1969 at 8 o'clock in the evening. That's when I married my high school sweetheart. And the second thing is approximately 3 years later, my wife and I came to a tent in Costa Mesa and saw the gospel being preached like we'd never seen before, and we both accepted Christ, and the rest is history.
Like most of us, I'm thankful for a loving God that brought me to Him and that I know Him and fear Him, the most awesome God, with reverence. Mm. And that's the thing I'm most thankful for. The other is for a loving mother that wouldn't take the word of the education department in Oklahoma that her youngest child was retarded, and she sent me to a Catholic school, which I think kind of got me started with God, even though it was a different way.
Yeah. Well, in all my years, I think the thing that has always been most important to me is that I had a very loving mother who taught me the importance of reaching out to other people around you and to make them comfortable. I was raised in a home where we were very, very poor. But we didn't know we were poor because we had the Lord with us and we just lived for Him. And every day was another wonderful day. And I've just carried that through my whole life. Every day is a wonderful day. And every day is Thanksgiving to me.
Yeah, I just reached my 90th year on the service of the Lord. And I thank You that He has been so wonderful for me. He's taken care of me for years. Even when I wasn't worthy, He took care of me. He walked me through a lot of bad things in my life, but I come to the realization that he was the only thing that was going to be saving me from the life I led, and nothing to be proud of, but he got me through it, and he made me a believer.
Oh God, you are my God, and I will ever praise you. Oh God, you are my God, and I will ever praise you. And I will seek you, and I will seek you in the morning. Learn to walk in your ways, and step by step you lead me, and I will follow you all of my days. Oh God, you are my God, and I will ever praise you. Oh God, you are my God, and I will ever praise you. I will seek you in the morning, and I will learn to walk in your ways, and step by step you lead me, and I will follow you all of my days.
I love the testimony with Connie and Steve. Steve spoke about that day. They went down to the little country church, Calvary Costa Mesa, and they went forward and received Jesus. And I loved how he said, well, the rest is history. It's the rest is his story, isn't it? And I love those testimonies of our senior saints among us, and just how good God has been to them all through the decades, into their 70s, their 80s, and their 90s. You got something better than that? There is nothing better than that. I don't know who you're clinging to, but if it's not Jesus, let go. Give the rest of your life to him. Trust him. Let's sing this again. And as we come to that part, that may we follow you, Lord, all of our days. Let's make that such a strong petition to him. Let's stand once more. Oh God, you are my God.
Step by step, you lead me, and I will follow you all of my days.
Amen. Amen. Have a seat. I decided tonight, rather than me preaching a message about gratitude, I wanted you to see what's on these boards up here. As I read them this afternoon, thinking I'd take a couple of them off and share them with you. There were too many to do just a couple, so I'm going to run through a lot of these statements of gratitude. How many of you put something up there? Now, that there might be a handful of you in here tonight. I'm not sure if yours is up here, but yours is still on the board. And at the end of this, how many of you have something, and I got to limit the age on this, okay? Like 20s and younger. Anybody here have something that you're thankful for, but you didn't put it up on the board? And anybody here? Because I'm going to invite you to do something at the end of this. Now, when in ancient days, in Jesus' day, when there was good news,
that needed to travel a long distance. There was no email, there was no phone call, there was no Morse code. How did you pass it from one place to another? With a what? With a what? Not a note. Well, a note in the hand of a runner. So I want to have some breathless testimonies tonight. And here's how I'm going to let you do this. We're going to let you congregate at that door over there, young people that would like to run their heads off. And you will run around the sanctuary and you'll come up on stage. And when the first person who's taken off running gets to that back corner, the next one will start and you'll come up here breathless and share your testimony, some little testimony of gratitude. Now, okay, that's what we're going to do. And that may be the last time we ever do anything like that, but we're going to give it a shot here. So here we go. There we go. From the walls of thanks, the refuge walls of thanks, and they were loaded. It was so exciting. I love a place called refuge. I'm thankful that God redeemed my broken life. He gave me understanding and showed me the depth of his love through his son, Jesus. It was me, it was my sin that sent him to the cross. Thank you, Father. My mom and dad, that's got to be somebody from offshore. That's got to be a Brit or an Aussie right there, maybe a Kiwi, a New Zealander. That my sister went to church last Sunday. It's a beginning. God answers prayer. I am thankful for these awesome ushers and Arlene. I love that. I told Vince tonight, I'm just thankful that Vince is back here walking the aisles after his surgery, and thankful for our awesome ushers and all of our servants. Thankful for God's grace and mercy and my refuge family. And that is from Danny. Oh, can I actually read this? Thank you, God, for loving such a wretch as I am. How many of you say amen on that? Is that you too? Thankful that God loved us enough to send his son. Hi, Mom. So I don't know who that would be to, but hi, Mom. Jesse. Someone's thankful for Jesse. Thank you, God, for being the almighty healer. No more cancer. Praise God. Praise God. I'm thankful for my son's love of Jesus. May it last forever. Thanks to Pastor Alan. This one has graphics on it. I love this. Has a drawing on it. Or as Alan would say, a drawing. Thanks, Pastor Alan, for Thursday night. That's the Bible study he teaches. Saturday morning, the prayer meeting that he leads. And for being a friend and a counselor and a brother in Christ. One of the best servants I've ever met in my life is Pastor Alan. Thankful for my wonderful foster family. That one's a keeper. His 10,000 charms. Yes, I mean Jesus. My affliction, which keeps me close to him. I think somebody was paying attention last week. My affliction that keeps me close to him. That's just a happy face. You can interpret that any way you want. Almonds. Somebody loves almonds. Anybody else thankful for almonds? Yeah? For mac and cheese, mint ice cream, and Jesus. I think the order increases as we get to the end. Thankful for Jesus and love and grace and the gift of life. I am thankful for my family and God and the angels from Michaela. Hope and peace, surrender to God. Genevieve, my wife, and Austin, my boy. I love this one. I am thankful that my Lord Jesus Christ paid in full for all of my sins, past, present, future, that today I have been set free. Grace, E.G., amen. Mom and Dad, Audra, Deblin, Natalie, Nanda, and my other junior high friends. That's from Emmy, my granddaughter. Thank you, Jesus, for the 45 years of your work and love and patience and presence in my life. I don't think presence is misspelled there, because it is his ongoing gifts. Amen? I'm thankful for clean water, my wonderful mom. I am thankful for my family and my school, Timothy said. Mi mamacita. Thankful for mi mamacita. Lars and Finn. I don't know who Lars and Finn is. It sounds like a sitcom or a band or something, but thankful for them and thankful for family and son. Pinterest. Audra, where are you? Audra, you're here tonight, aren't you? Audra is thankful for Pinterest. And thankful for Jesus in the middle of it all. These are in no order, by the way. Jesus, I am super thankful for you bringing my wife Bridget back to me. Praise God. I love that. Kyung-sun, I'm not sure how to pronounce the last name there. God's everlasting love. I am thankful that in the darkest storm of my life, God has revealed the depth of his love and grace for me. When I had nothing, I found he is enough. How many of you have found that to be true? He is enough. Are you guys tired tonight? You sound Thanksgiving. Have you started eating the pumpkin pie already? Are you on a sugar crash suddenly? Even though my son Dominic was young, I am thankful he had God in his heart and went home to be with the Lord. Still thankful. Donuts for coming into my life and filling me with a constant joy unlike anything I have ever experienced, for the conviction of sin as it is your loving call for me to always walk with you, and for the opportunity and passion to further your kingdom. Thank you, Amanda, for that kind of thankfulness. I'm thankful in hard times to look back to the stones of remembrance of his providence or his provision. Thankful for Jesus. I am thankful for my whole entire life. We know exactly what you mean. I am thankful. Oh, I already did that one. I am thankful for the days 6 years ago that I looked to heaven and prayed a simple prayer. I bet you would help me if I asked. Is that a great prayer? Lord, I'll bet you'd help me if I asked you. We get so caught up with saying the right words. This person says he heard. I thank you that 6 years ago you heard my simple prayer. I bet you would help me if I ask. Jesus has made all the difference in my new life. Praise him. Lord, I thank you for my kids and also for being able to forgive those who have hurt me. Amen. My refuge family, adoption, bringing me parents, a sister, and now a son too. Thank you, Lord. Money. Everything. my five children, my husband, my church, and Christ's love for me, my refuge family. Madden, the cutest thing on earth. That's another. Emmy got busy today in the art department. Thank you, Jesus, for sending me more work so others will be provided too. I love that. Passing it on. My five children. I think I did that one. My papa, Pastor Bill. Oh, I know who wrote that one. Let's look back at that one again. That was a good one. For music, for salvation. I'm thankful for God and for him sharing me, for him showing me his the world through his eyes and taking me under his wing to show me what love is all about. God is love. Amen, Grace. Thankful for that this last week. And thanks again, Mark, for such a great word about God, our great Redeemer. For strength and for never giving up on me when I fail. How many here could have written that one and say, thank God that you never let me down? By the way, if the runners have anything that they want to be thankful for, any young folks that want to run and bring, get over there and get ready to run, okay? All of you, all you runners, get over there. Line up at that door, that double door right there. You got to make you run a long ways, Mia. For more than I deserve. Anybody write that? Anybody could have written that one? God, you've given me way more than I deserve. Are only the girls running tonight? What's with the guys? Where are the guys? Come on. Well, here's where the way you're going to run is back that way, all the way around, up the ramp, and then across the stage, but don't knock over Uncle Jeremy's guitars, okay? Not yet. Not yet. I'll tell you when. Oh, it's not a race. It's one at a time. So it'll start with Emmy and then the next one. Okay. This could be a disaster tonight. I'm sorry. Kids, we need to just sign a release that if you get hurt tonight. I'm thankful for my family, my home, food, education, and love, because without these things, I would not survive. Amen, Julie. I'm thankful for my awesome, weird friends. And this wall of thanks from a Jesus freak, Pinkie Pie. I have no, that's not the name you were given at your birth, but Devin's hugs. Who's Devin? Is Devin here? Is Devin? Devin's quite a hugger, I guess. So guys, line up with Devin tonight. If anybody needs a hug, Devin is the hugger, okay? Okay. Cats, I have no idea how that one got on the board, but we'll allow it. Cats, I'm thankful for God working over my son in the Marines, or watching over my son in the Marines, and my family and my mother. I love God. Thank you, Father God, for first loving me. There was a void in my life, something missing, until I found it through your son, Jesus. Amen. My dog, Moose. And I already did that one. And I already did that one. Someone's looking ahead, a holiday ahead, to Christmas. Someone's thankful for Mia and my loved ones. I love that one. I'm thankful for these kids. This was kind of fun. Emmy and Mia were here, and I asked if I could have the opportunity to take them to get a hot chocolate before I took them home. And so we went over to a local coffee shop, and I ordered, you know, a little coffee, and Mia just wanted a bag of chips, and Emmy ordered a hot chocolate. And the lady behind the counter said, would you like to have a frozen hot chocolate? Those are pretty special. And so it went from a little hot chocolate. Oh, wait a minute. I set it up. And I'm thankful for my family. I'm thankful. That was just taken this last week, Joy and I. Very thankful for that. And that's her little hot chocolate that came out. It was as big as her head. And so that's why she's going to run off some of her energy here in just a minute. And we already read that one. I love this one. I love this one. 1985 together. How many went to the Billy Graham Crusade at Anaheim Stadium in 1985? Did any of you here get saved there in 1985? 1985, this family went together. Billy Graham was here in Anaheim. My father was a follower of Billy Graham. My father, mother, and me asked forgiveness that night. Someone's looking back to 1985, the point of salvation. And there's those. So I want to know what else some folks in here might be thankful for. So take off, Emmy. Come on up here. Emmy's going to give some thanks. And next one, take off. Go ahead, Mia. Take off, Mia. And when you get to the back corner, the next one takes off. How many of you want to shout out something? Anybody want to shout out something really quick before the first runner gets up here with good news? No, you just want to watch this, don't you? Okay, what are you thankful for? What are you thankful for?
I am thankful for all of my friends and my family and my dog.
And your dog. Okay, Mia. Come on up. Keep running, guys. One by one.
I'm thankful for you.
You.
And all of you. And I'm thankful for just how Jesus saved me when I was little.
Amen. Right on.
I'm thankful for my education.
Right on. Okay, keep running, guys. I might have to make some of you do double laps to get your breath up here. Tell them what you're thankful for.
I'm thankful for my refuge family and the bonds of the Holy Spirit.
Amen, amen.
I'm thankful for my whole family.
Right on.
And all my siblings.
Right on.
I'm thankful for God always protecting me when I'm doing my tricks on the scooter.
Yeah, you do some amazing tricks too, Cody. What are you thankful for?
Family and friends.
All right, and?
Family.
Family and?
For my family, Jesus, and the drama I'm in.
What, the job you're in?
Drama.
Oh, the drama you're in. Where? Where's the drama?
It's at Calvary Chapel Costa Mesa.
Can anybody go?
Yes, anyone
okay,
can go.
Okay, get a hold of Calvary Chapel Costa Mesa, get some tickets. What's the name of it?
It's called Cross My Heart.
All right.
On the 12th, 13th, and 14th.
All right, great.
Salvation and family.
Right on. Let's give thanks for the give thanksers. I think that's what you would call early email right there. Emergency mail as good news was passed. And the reason I did that was to make a simple point. You know what the simple point is. You've got good news. You know the good news. And the best way that the good news travels is when you take it out with those feet that God gave you. How lovely on the mountains are the feet of those who bring good news. You heard some of our generations give thanks tonight. You heard a lot of anonymous people in their little post-it notes give thanks. And there are people all around us that need to know that our God is a good God, a God who deserves praise. And may we be the people that just refuse to be silent, that we would be people that give gratitude and give thanksgiving and launch our psalm of praise, that we take those little items that come week by week and really day by day, like we sang, if we would recognize it and notice it, we'd be giving thanks nonstop. May we be the good news bearers. May we be the herald, H-E-R, not H-A-R, but H-E-R-A-L-D. May we be the town criers that there is a good God waiting to give forgiveness and waiting to provide and waiting to use us if we would simply put our lives in His hands. I think the most remarkable part of our history is when these shores began to fill up with people from the East Coast coming west. When our shores began to fill up with people who came here primarily to be able to worship God in freedom, they realized that this good news was too good to keep to themselves. And they began to share it very, very appropriately. I don't know what history you've heard, but there were countless people who laid down their lives in the work of the gospel in the early decades and generations and centuries of our nation, the early years of the United States of America, who went into the hills to reach the Native American tribes that needed to know that Jesus Christ had given them life, that their sins could be forgiven. And I'm thankful for those that knew that the good news was too good to keep to themselves. Aren't you? I mean, if you're glad that somebody loved you enough to not keep it silent, to not keep it to themselves, that they didn't sit across a coffee table from you and say, well, whatever you believe, I'm just glad you believe something. But they told you the good news of the love and the grace of God in Jesus Christ. May we be those kind of people that now shower that everywhere. Amen? Amen. Well, let's pray. Father God, I thank you that your gifts towards us, Lord, they are absolutely endless. Your thoughts towards us, Lord, they're endless. They're without number, and they're all good. And we thank you, Father God, for loving us in such a remarkable way, in such a specific way in every one of our lives. How do you do that, Lord? How do you hear all our prayers and respond to all of our needs? Father, we thank you for your grace tonight, and we're very, very grateful for that. And we lift up our song of praise to you, Lord, from grateful hearts in the name of Jesus. Amen.
This has been a presentation of Refuge Calvary Chapel Huntington Beach with Pastor Bill Welsh. For more information about our ministry, please visit refugefamily.com or call 714-891-9495.